Of course, we also know that some taxa are more vulnerable to climate change than others. You might recall seeing the graph at left, which summarizes the speed at which different groups of organisms are able to move, as well as the average climate velocity, or rate of shift in climate envelopes, under various climate change scenarios. Here you can see that large mammals are generally able to move faster, while plants and smaller animals may not be able to keep up at higher rates of climate change. But it's not just the need to move in response to changing climate that's making species vulnerable. Corals suffer from acidification and sea temperature rise that yields bleaching. Polar species, like bears and seals, are suffering from melting ice that's making their foraging lands less accessible. And amphibians suffer from a combination of increased temperature that interacts with pollution. Plants are the ones that really show potential effects due to their limited dispersal ability and not being able to keep up with the shifting ranges of their envelopes. And this is particularly true for many large seeded tree species.